Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
All right, well, hey, we are in our third week of this series entitled The Basics, so we're excited about this, and we're really going into some fundamentals of our spiritual walk and some really disciplines that we can put into our life to bring us closer to God each and every single day. Before we do, I want to just remind you of a couple things. Well, one is tonight, there is no student life. In fact, there's no events at church tonight, so you can go ahead and you can watch the Super Bowl with your friends and family. So go ahead and do that. So no events tonight, but Student Life will be back next Sunday at 5 p.m. And again, that's grade 6 through 12. And then also next Sunday is prayer. And then just a reminder, life groups, most life groups are launching this week. So if you signed up last week, this is the week where life groups are launching. I think all of them are launching except ours, which is the financial piece one, which will be launching the following week. So just a reminder for that, make sure you show up to your life group. And then also coming up that you can mark on your calendars is our partnership class. And that's February 18th. So if you've been here for a while or you kind of want to know a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of the church, going on what we believe, how we're structured, how we started, all that information, it's a great time to come and check that out, and then also a way to partner with us if you so choose. I will say this, if you come to partnership class, it's not automatic that you have to partner with us. You can come just for the information, and my wife Sarah and I teach that as well, just to give you kind of the whole story of who we are. And again, we're a church plant of 3 years old right now. I'm excited today. We are continuing the series entitled The Basics, and again, what we've learned through this series is this, is that focusing in on the basics is what determines positive results. Focusing on the basics is what determines positive results. And there's times in our life where we really just need to go back to the basics. I mean, if you think about our lives, what we do in a lot of areas is what we do is we usually overcomplicate things. We overcomplicate things and we steer away from the basics. We steer away from the fundamentals. And the truth is when we do that, a lot of times what happens is we end up with results that we never intended to. We end up with some negative results. So just to prove this, I actually brought some power tools for me to play with today. So I have this stack of paper that I wanted to staple. So I'm going to get this together here, and we're just going to play around. And I'm going to start off, I brought my staple gun. So we're going to go ahead and staple this piece of paper here. So let me, get my safety glasses. Safety first, then teamwork. Let's click this together. Okay, crank this on. Let's staple some papers. Wait for it. Get excited. You guys are scared. Whoa! Didn't work. It didn't work, right? The fact is, I didn't put staples in here because I'm not that dumb. Not the smartest always, but, you know, I'm not that dumb. But, you know, I could cut the paper, actually. Since it didn't work, I might as well just cut it and shred it together. So let's do that. What do you think? No. Oh, yeah, let's do it. I got some people shaking their heads, but all you have to hear is the one yes, right? Let's do this. That's not going to work. It just would shred it. The point is, though, I think too many times what we do is we overcomplicate things, right? Because really all I needed was just a simple stapler. And then it's going to put it together easy enough. And if I really wanted to cut it, we could go to the kids' safety scissors, and that's probably a little safer, and this is really what I'm allowed to use when I'm at home, is the kids' safety scissors. Because sometimes we just have to go to the basics, right? Obviously, that's taking it to a whole nother level, but a lot of times in our life, that's what we do, right? We overcomplicate things. We try to see, okay, well, this is going to be the most power. This is going to be the easiest way to do it. This is going to get the results the fastest, but what it does is it actually puts us in danger sometimes. Right, it causes us to get results that we never wanted. Because focusing in on the basics is what determines positive results. And the same is true for our spiritual lives as well. I think a lot of times we do a lot of crazy things in our spiritual lives that get us away from what Jesus really taught us, from what we're really called to do. We overcomplicate things. And what we've been looking at is we've been looking at this verse from Paul, and he's reminding Timothy to go back to the basics. Paul's reminding us as well, and it's this verse in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. So if you have your Bibles, go there with me. Again, if you don't have a Bible, we always challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. So you can put it on your phone, take it with you wherever you go. That way you're reading the Bible every single day. Again, we want you to read the Bible every single day, not just on a Sunday morning, but every single day. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 15 states this. It says, "But as for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you've learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Again, what we're called to do is we're called to go back to what we learned, right? We're called to go back to what we're even convinced of. We're called to go back to the areas in life that may seem simple. This may seem really easy, like easy for us, right? We're called to go back to the things that we often overlook. We're called to go back to the fundamentals. We're called to go back to the basics. And when we do, when we continually go back to the basics, it will help us grow. It will cause us to become wise. It will allow us to become who God wants us to be. Focusing on the basics is what determines positive results. And through this series, we've talked about the basics. We talked about the basics of prayer. Last week, we talked about the basics of doing life together through community with each other. And this week, I want to take some time to jump in and talk about how we need to focus on the basic of taking time to remember all that God has done. And this is really a basic and a fundamental that I think often gets overlooked, because really it's a spiritual discipline. It's a spiritual discipline that we should put in our lives. And if I'm honest with myself, it's a spiritual discipline that I've overlooked for many, many years. And it's the spiritual discipline of journaling. So before we jump in, I just want to take a quick poll here. How many of you are journalers? Do we have any journalers in here? Okay, we've got a couple, okay? Most, I see you. Let's do that again, because I think I mostly, okay, we have one guy, right? So I'm just going to say, I was one of those that was a not, and I think that's like a guy thing. We have a difference. It's weird for us to write things down sometimes. So I definitely fell into the not category. But the truth is, some of the greatest, I'm just going to throw this out for you men, some of the greatest men throughout history were actually known for their journaling. That's a trait that they did. It was one of their characteristics, right? But for me, I didn't look at journaling as one of these things that I needed to do. In fact, I would try it. There's often times I'd hear people like talk about it. I'm like, man, that sounds like an awesome thing to do. So I'd try it, and then I'd completely fail at it. Like, I'd fall off. Like, until like last year, I had probably a total of less than 20 journal entries for my whole entire life. So we're talking like that's less than 1 year, quite a bit less than 1 year. So I wasn't too good at it. And then last year, I kind of like thought about it. I'm like, man, this is something, an area where I really need to grow at. So I started to do it, and let me tell you, I was not awesome at it. But I was better. I actually tracked it, and I kind of keep track of things and record it, because I think that's one way we can see if we're growing, if we can track and measure things. And so I tracked it. So last year, I did 72 entries. So I was pretty proud of myself. So I don't know if I consider myself a journaler quite yet. I don't know if I'm to that level. But I did some, and then this year, one of my goals for 2018 is actually 200 entries. So but really, the reason is because of what journaling is, right? The importance of journaling. There's some deep, really benefits of journaling because of what it does. It allows us to track what's going on in our life, right? It allows us to keep track and remember certain things in our life. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all try to do that in all areas of our life, right? And think about how many of you guys are scrapbookers? Do we have anybody that's a scrapbooker? Got a couple scrapbookers. All right. How many people have photo albums? Okay, this is a whole new age, so some people are like, what's a photo album? Like, does that count in my Google Photos that I call an album? Does that work? Yeah, it still works. We'll call that. Maybe how many of you guys do social media? Let's get that one. Maybe some people are there, right? Whether Facebook, Instagram, whatever, right? Why do we do that? Why do we do these things? Now, obviously, the social media portion, let's just be honest, there's times where we're fishing for likes to make ourselves feel better. Let's just be honest about that, right? We throw that out there. But there's also times we throw it out there because we want to remember certain things, right? We want to remember certain things about our life. In fact, one of the best parts of Facebook for me is when I come up and I open it up and I look back and say, here's a memory, right? Look at your memories. And you're thinking, like, how can that be 5 years ago? Like, there's no way. And you look at that picture, like, wow, that's incredible. Because it's something we wanted to track. It's because one of those memories. And the truth is, in our spiritual lives, we should strive to remember certain things in our spiritual lives. There's things that we should remember and God wants us to remember. There's things that God wants to teach us through what he's taken us through and through the seasons we go through. And this is where the discipline of journaling comes in. because it's really a tangible way to go back and look at how God is working in and through our life. It's a tangible way to measure his goodness in our lives. Journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. Journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. And when we do this, it builds us up, right? It strengthens our faith, and it causes us to mature in Christ. In fact, one of the most spiritually mature people that I've ever known, that I've ever met, has journaled for over 25 years. This is a spiritual hero of mine, and she's actually journaled for over 25 years. This person is actually my mom, right? So when I look at her, though, I see her, and her spirituality is just incredible. She just shows who Christ is in everything. So I was talking to her, and I'm preparing for this. I asked her a little bit about journaling. She was kind of sharing with me about what she's experienced in the 25 years of journaling. And she said, you know what, it's just an incredible way to track God's blessings. It's an incredible way to go back when I'm in a hard time, when I'm going through a struggle, to see where God showed up in her life. She was talking about the different things that she's learned through it even like the way to how to deal with certain people, how to deal with certain personalities. And she was even talking about how it was a way really to track some of the answered prayers and even the unanswered prayers that she's experienced, right? And she's done this for 25 years. Side note on the benefit of journaling too, she did share with me that it's great for when she gets an argument with my dad and about remembering something. She says, oh, I can go back and I can see this. Oh, I wrote it down. This is actually what really happened, right? So just a side benefit of journaling. But for her, she looks back and she says, you know what? It's like reliving those past moments. In fact, she's got 15 to 20 journals that she can go back through and look at for the last 25 years because it's a way to track her blessings and her lessons from God. In fact, in the Bible, you see God instruct people to do just this as well. He instructs people to write down their blessings. He instructs people to write down their instructions. And to write down the lessons that he gives to point back to him and to give him the praise that he deserves. In Psalms 102:18, it says this. It says, let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. Journaling is a way to remember memories. But it's also something that we can use in our life to point back to God. It's something we can use in our life that we can even track and share with others to point them back to God and give them the praise that he deserves, right? It's a legacy that we can leave, right? It's a legacy that we leave giving God the praise that he deserves, following through with the instructions that he gives. See, I think sometimes we're disobedient to God, not because we really try to be, because we're just forgetful and we forget what God's told us to do. But if we journal, if we write down his instructions, we can go back to it, and then we can go back and say, okay, we can be obedient in this. There's a lot of times I think we get frustrated on what God's calling us to do, but he always is calling us to do the last thing he told us to. But for so many of us, we forget that because we didn't write it down. We're called to write some things down. If you look throughout the Old Testament, there were specific people that were called prophets that carried this same action out. Again, prophets were known as seers, and God revealed these things to these prophets, and he told them to write them down. In fact, one of these guys was named Habakkuk, and he said this, in Habakkuk 2:2, he's instructed to write all these down, which states this. It says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that whoever reads it may run with it. Write it out. Make it plain, learn from it, and act upon it. Act upon it and allow it to have an effect on our lives. We're called to do the same thing. We're called to write down the things that God is telling us to do. We're called to make it plain so that we can go back to it, that we can look at it, that we can read it, and that we can run with it, right? That we can have an effect on our lives. This is what journaling is. And journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. But too many times, I think if we're honest, we just don't do this. Too many times, we don't take the time to journal, right? Either because we don't see the importance of it or because the truth is journaling can sometimes be overwhelming, right? It's not almost an uncomfortable thing. Even as you hear me talk about it, you think like, oh, dude, I don't know how to journal. Like that's the number one question when you hear about journaling. Like, well, how do I do it? Like, what do I even write about? Like, does it need to be super spiritual? Can I just be about anything? Like, how do I even begin to do this? And if I do write stuff down, like, who's going to see it? Like, I'm pretty vulnerable. Listen, if I throw my stuff out there, if I put it on paper, what if somebody reads that? Like, that's a place of vulnerability where we don't want to be. And we think, like, man, is it really going to help or is it going to hurt? Like, is it really going to bring me closer to God? Will it really help me experience him more? And because we have these questions, because we wrestle with this, oftentimes we don't do this. And when we don't do this, we miss out. You know, we miss out on all that God wants us to have. We miss out on following in the instructions that he's laid before us. We miss out on having a chance to remember all the memories and the blessings that he's given us. We miss out on really having something to look back. We miss out on being able to have something tangible, of the tangible proof of how good he really is. And instead, in our time of questioning, what we do, in time of our struggling, in time of that, what we do is we end up getting more, we end up struggling more, and we end up questioning more. But imagine if in our struggle, imagine if in our questions, if we had something that we could go back and we could look on and we could see where God was faithful. Imagine in our frustration, if in our place where we felt stagnant, imagine if there was something that we could go back to, a lesson that we could go back to that we learned previously, and that we could go back to and say, okay, boom, this is what God's asking me to do. This is how I move forward. What if in those moments we could go back and see the foundation that was set before? This is what journaling does. It allows us to connect with God. It allows us to connect with our Father, both in the present, the past, and even the future. Right? It's an opportunity to build upon the past and the things we've done. It's an opportunity to really remember all that he's done for us. But it's also an opportunity to get in touch with our reality, to get in touch with our present. It's an opportunity to work on our issues right in the moment, to relieve us of that stress that we're carrying, and really to bring focus to our life when our life is a scramble. And it sets us up for the future. Sets us up to the future to live a life of focus and to live a life where we leave a legacy for others. It's the result of going back to the basics. It's a result of living out some spiritual disciplines, and it's a result of living out the spiritual discipline of journaling. Again, some of the greatest people throughout history were known for journaling. Ben Franklin was known for journaling. Thomas Edison, Martin Luther King Jr., the Apostle Paul, King Solomon, King David, they were all known for writing down things. They were all known for journaling and looking back on it and growing from that. And they were all known for a life of focus as well. Imagine what you could do if you lived a life of focus. Imagine if everything was clear and put in writing that you could follow through on. It's a way to track your lessons and your blessings from God. Journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. So our action step this week is easy. It's just number one, is to journal. Just do it, right? Our action step is to journal. Begin recording how God is showing up in your life. Begin writing things down that really jump out to you, that God's teaching you. Begin writing some of the blessings that you experienced. Begin doing that. And again, it could be anything. Maybe it's taking pictures of things that God wants you to remember. You could journal by taking pictures, but just tie it back to God. Maybe it's even just jotting some things down, writing down what you feel. There's no really right or wrong way to do it. Maybe it's starting to record the memories that you have. Whatever it is, my challenge for you is to journal. Begin to record the blessings and the lessons from God. And today what I want to do is I want to give you an example of kind of how to journal. Listen, this isn't the end all be all. But I want to give you some practical steps of how to do this. And it's a method, again, I told you I was terrible at this for years and years and years. But I found this method helpful. I found this is something that I can put to and I can actually use it every single day. And what it is, it's a method called the soap method. So when you think about it, just think of a bar of soap. It's a basic of life. Listen, if you don't use a bar of soap on a regular basis, I will say daily basis, people are going to know about that. And it's going to lead to results that you don't want. You're going to be known as the smelly kid. That's just what it is. So go back to some basics, and we'll go with soap. And the soap method is this. It's scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So let's just go over this. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to do something a little bit different. As you can tell from this whole entire series, we've been a little more interactive than we have. So we're going to be interactive in this one as well. But the first thing is scripture. So the first thing what we're going to do is we're going to write down a scripture that jumps out to us. Now, to do this, though, you actually have to be reading Scripture. So let's just throw that out there, right? If you're going to read through Scripture, you're going to have a Scripture that you want to write out and something that jumps out to you, you actually have to be reading on a regular basis. And again, you have to be studying Scripture. Like, this is why next week we're going to jump in and we're actually going to talk about the basic of Bible study. We're going to dig into how to do this. We're going to dig into some practical ways to do this and how to apply it to our spiritual lives. Because the truth is, God uses Scripture. He uses his word to teach us. That's why the Bible is given to us. It's given to us so he can speak directly to us and give us lessons. But we have to be reading it. That's the foundation for all we are. This is why we push the Bible app every single week. This is why we have stuff there up there on social media where you'll see us and you can follow us that we'll put out reading plans each week because we want you to read your Bible because it starts with Scripture. In fact, Romans 10:17 says this. It says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So in journaling, I want to encourage you to start with Scripture. Again, the Bible is the greatest book ever written. It's full of incredible history. It's full of stories, stories of both of success and failures, stories of both of life and death, stories of both forgiveness and punishment, stories that we all can relate to, and we need to learn from these stories. And it starts with writing it down. Write out Scripture, and then begin to be blessed by it. So to give you opportunity, what we're going to do today is we are actually going to put a Scripture, and we're going to walk through the SOAP method today. So right now, what I want you to do is we're going to start off, and we're going to put a Scripture on the screen. And then I want you, wherever you are, use some type of note, whether it's the back of your bulletin. If you are a journaler and you actually have your journal with you, feel free to open that up. And you can journal this if you have a phone and use a note application on your phone, whether it's Evernote, whatever it is. You can feel free to even open up your phone and do that. But I'll challenge you right now. We're going to write this Scripture out. And it's Matthew 6, 26 through 27, which states this. It says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? So right now, for 2 minutes, I'm going to have you write this Scripture out word for word. That's how long it took me to write it. But the first part is Scripture. So write out a Scripture, write it out completely. Again, once you write Scripture out, once you write that down, it actually begins to get in your heart. There's something about taking a pencil. There's something about even typing it out. I always use Evernote. That's just kind of who I am. And so there's no right or wrong method to it, but write it out. And there's something about it that really allows that Scripture to get into your heart. And then the next thing is observation. So when we read, don't just look at the words. Don't just read to get through the chapter. Don't just read to get through it, but look at it. Look at it. Look at the things that jump out, right? Even in life, as we go through life, don't just float by. As we experience things, don't just brush them off, but try to observe some things, observe some things that you're going through, right? We're challenged with new opportunities every single day, and we need to observe what God is trying to teach us through it. We need to recognize what God is doing and then make notes about what jumps out. Observations to Scripture and our observations really in our lives are the things that we grow from. So we need to slow down. We need to slow down enough to observe what's going on because observation leads to gain. Observation leads to learning. So the second part is to write down what you observe, specifically what you observe in that Scripture. So right now, we're going to continue to put this in practice, and I'm going to actually invite my wife up here because my handwriting is terrible, and we're going to go old school whiteboard on you, and we're going to just shoot out some things that maybe you observe from this passage of Scripture, again, Matthew 6, 26 through 27. So we could just verbally just yell stuff out. Maybe what jumped out to you when you read that, when you wrote that down? What was that back? Birds. Birds jumped out. You can look at nature to understand things about God. Worrying gets you nowhere. Stop worrying about the future. God's already there. God wants us to eat. Amen for those that are, your New Year's resolution is a diet. We learned in church, God wants you to eat. Cool. Anything else? We're more valuable than birds. Good. We have serious value. He's our Father. I'm not actually watching. I don't know where you're going. So just write some things and observe. That's good right there. And we're going to probably split it down this half, and you're going to do the other one, bullet point there. But so the next one is application. So we write what we observe, so things that just jump out to us. And then not only that, we need to put something into practice, right? We actually need to set something in motion, set something from the Scripture, set something from the Word of God, put it in motion so it makes a difference in our life, right? We take action. Again, life change happens when we apply that change. Life change happens with application. So we have to write down what God's teaching us. So put a couple of practical and tangible steps down, and then instead of just putting it down, actually make it happen. So again, journaling is so much more than just putting things down and just writing things and just words. Journaling is actually, it's a lifestyle, right? And then we can actually live out the things that we experience. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants to teach us lessons through it. So let's put this again into practice here, and we'll do application. So maybe just shout out some things that we can apply from this scripture. Eat. Trust. Stop worrying. I like that too, and anytime you stop something, there's a counterpart to that, so there's always an addition. So I love the fact that you already said trust, because that counteraction to worry is trust, right? It's relaxing. It's knowing that something else is in control. So. Pray more. It's always a good one. Yep. So look, take time, put things into perspective. I think a lot of times what we do when we worry is everything's kind of out of perspective, right? So take time to look. Anybody else? Let's give it a round of applause for Sarah. Let's give a round of applause for you guys, because you guys just developed my sermon for the next couple weeks. But really, this is what I do, right? There's things that jump out to us. So that's the application. And then the next part is prayer. Turn your journal, turn that entry, turn it in to prayer. Turn that scripture in to prayer. Again, the Bible was meant to be read. Scripture was meant to be read, but it was also meant to be prayed. It was also meant to be put into action. God wants us to stand upon His truth in every area of our lives. And if you remember from the first week of this series, we started off and we learned about prayer. And it talks about there in prayer, there's portions of prayer that Jesus taught us. And part of those portions are agreeing with Him. It's agreeing with who God is. And then part of those portions is declaring the things that God has already stated. And to do that, we have to go back through Scripture. And we can pray through Scripture. God wants us to pray through Scriptures. He even wants us to write out our prayers sometimes. He wants us to write those things that we're going through. So I challenge you, as you go back to the basics, as maybe you begin to put this spiritual discipline of journaling in your life, I challenge you to write out some prayers. Write out what God is teaching you through a scripture, and then put it into action, and then begin to pray it. So again, right now, we're going to go back, and we're going to visit the scripture, and then I'm actually just going to say the prayer over this for you guys. But the scripture, again, Matthew 6, 26 through 27, says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Let's take a moment and let's pray through the scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you right now. God, we thank you for showing us this passage of scripture. God, we thank you for speaking to us through it. God, we thank you, God, for showing us the birds of the air. God, we thank you for slowing us down enough so we can observe that there's other things around us and there's other things in life that are going on, even the birds of the air, God, and the birds of the air are completely protected and provided for by you. God, we thank you for that truth. And God, we thank you that not only that's the truth, but we are even more valuable than those birds. God, that we're even more valuable than those birds, God, that you will take care and that you will provide for us in our every single need. God, I thank you, God, for right now in this moment, that the randomness of this scripture that we picked to go over in journal wasn't necessarily random, because you already had it set up, God. That somebody here right now is struggling with worry. That somebody right here is struggling with this, God, and they need to know that you are the provider and they need to trust in you, God. And I pray that right now, whoever that is, God, that will become an action step in their life and that they can live it out, fully trusting you, fully being calm, God, because they know that you are in control. And God, we just thank you right now. And God, let us not be overtaken by worry. Let us not be overtaken by anxiety. But God, let us know that you have our provision and our family and our homes and our work lives and every area of our lives right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture, observation, application, and prayer. This week, I want to challenge you to journal. I want to challenge you to make prayer part of your journal. I want to challenge you to make scripture part. I want you to challenge you to observe and apply different areas to your life. Again, if you want to use the SOAP method, it's an easy way that I found to use it. It's basic. It's easy to know the steps because it spells out SOAP and it's a basic to our lives. But it doesn't have to be that. My challenge for you is just to do it. For you, maybe it's just to go back and maybe it's to begin to write things down, to jot some things down, to sow some things of what you're feeling down, but do it. Begin to journal, because journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. Again, I was talking about my mom. She's the most spiritual person that I've known, spiritually mature person I've known. And what she's done, she's journaled for over 25 years. And I was asking her about some of the journal entries, and she was just kind of sharing things. She's kind of sharing some blessings that she looked back and remembered from it. She was sharing some of the lessons. And it's funny, the fact that she even has lessons of how to deal with certain people. She says she even wrote some lessons even about our daughter, Berkeley, who's 6 years old. Berkeley's a fun character, but she's amazing. But my mom was writing down some stuff. She knows how to deal, and they have this special bond because I think my mom's learned from these lessons. My mom wrote something down about a memory of how Berkeley's feelings get hurt so easily. Yes, she looks tough on the outside, but in the inside, she's still really sometimes sensitive. And my mom's learned this because she's written it down, and they have this incredible bond because of it. My mom has memories of being able to have prayers answered and health issues that she went through, different scans and things, and it came back good. So she has that to go back through to see just how faithful God was. It's incredible what happens when we journal. It's incredible the things that we can look back on. It's incredible the things that we can track. So in your life, what are some blessings that you need to track? In your life, what are some lessons that you need to record? Journaling allows us to track our blessings and our lessons from God. So I want to challenge you this week. Go back to the basics. Go back to some spiritual disciplines and begin journaling.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you are listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.